Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business podcast. We'll talk about how to start, grow, and enjoy your coaching business. Plus, we'll dig into the failures and lessons we've learned along the way. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Hey, welcome back. Today's episode is kind of a silly way to help you get more from group coaching. And so the topic of today's podcast is the youngest child approach to group coaching. In one of my 6-week sprint groups that I'm running, I remember how. We were talking about a why. Anytime you choose a number goal, you need to know why you want it. And there are two types of whys. There's the why that helps other people, right? That desire to like make a difference and have an impact and help people. And then there's the why that has to do with yourself. And so what I had said was that her why needed to be about herself. Because when it comes down to sitting down and watching TV, right? Something that's just like easy to pull you into, or read a book, or go for a walk with your partner, go out to lunch, right? That's the stuff for you. When it comes in your business to where you're choosing between two things, when they're both something you want, your motivation to go and do the stuff for your business changes. But somehow in there, I made it like, oh, you know, as the youngest child, like it just became this youngest child thing. Like, let's make it about you. So it's like such a good reason, but I just kind of created this like thing where I started making it about being a youngest child. And so I thought that would be a fun way to angle today's topic. I sell two types of group coaching. One of them is the 6-week sprint, where you come and work with me and we work on a money or client goal. And I teach you a mental process for doing that, where, I mean, you can simplify your business and your emotional energy so much by getting more clear on what actually lines up with your goals and doing it from a mental perspective rather than just constantly like adding to your to-do list. So that's the 6-week sprint. The other one is the 6-month group. And this is for people who just know they want to coach with me and they want to use these processes. And you can work with me in both of those ways. But as a business owner and as a coach, my job is to always look at something I sell and ask myself, what am I in control of to help them get the best result in the fastest way that they can? And I emphasize that they can, because we are never on equal playing grounds when it comes to getting our results. That's why if you find yourself comparing yourself to someone else, all you're doing is like stabbing your own self with a fork, right? It's like, because nobody is on equal playing grounds. When I look at my friends who have amazing success, there was always some, and sometimes, right, when it looks like it was really fast, there was always something from the past that had prepared them for this. Just like for you, there is something that prepared you for this. We all are on uneven playing grounds. And so when we think about you getting your results, they are in the fastest time that you can get it. Because some people come to this business game and they already have such an abundant mindset around money and creating money and money being just like all around you. Others of you do not have that. Some of you come to this and you have a skill of writing and selling and thinking from someone else's perspective. And you come to this and you just already have that, right? Everybody, some of you come with such a gentle love of humans and desire to help and a certainty and passion in your tools and what you do. And so everybody has a different place that they come from. And so you're only ever trying to get the results as fast as you can get them, right? So let me circle back to the point of that, which was that as a business owner, when I sell something, the question I ask myself is, what's everything in my control to help my client get the result as fast as they can? And what's in their control? So there's two lists that I can make. And one of the fun things that I realized is that sometimes I can help my clients get the results that they want by helping them realize what's on their list. Not because they don't know, right? It's kind of obvious. Everything I tell you in this episode today, it's going to be like, duh. But that doesn't mean that we remember it. We are humans, easily distracted, pulled from thing to thing, right? Like your toes could get cold and you were just in the middle of a really brilliant idea and then your toes got cold and you were like, you just wandered off to go find socks. And that's just how the human mind works. So I can help you get better results working with me in my group programs or anywhere that you're choosing to work by helping you see what's on your list. And one of those things that's in your control to get your own result as fast as possible is how you approach group coaching. So this is where we're pulling in the youngest child approach. I want you to approach it like youngest child energy. Not because you have to change who you are, not because of anything like that, right? Like whatever number of child you are, we just own that. And we're not going to judge youngest children for everything, right? Because they do tend to be a little bit more self-absorbed and all of that. We're only focusing it in here for using group coaching. And I want you to imagine that each of these ways of approaching group coaching is just like a jacket that you're going to like just put on. You're not even going to put your arms through it. You're just going to like put it on your shoulders. And so the youngest child approach is just like a jacket you're going to put on your shoulders and you can take it off whenever you want, but you're going to also kind of be aware of like, what jacket am I wearing? Do I want to be wearing that one? We'll end with like the youngest child approach, but let me tell you about two other approaches that are pretty common. So let's think about the oldest child. They are typically in a role where they are encouraged to make other people happy, right? They want to, they need to figure it out on their own. Maybe they've been independent for a while. But when I think about my 8 and 6-year-old, it's like, how often do I hear the words coming out of my mouth of just like, yeah, you're the oldest, right? And so there is a different burden that has been put on the oldest child, not on purpose, but just it's there. And so when you are the oldest child and you think about approaching group coaching, I think you become more accommodating to others because you've kind of been told to. And so we think about that just in training, but I don't want you to be thoughtful of others when it comes to group coaching. Okay, that sounds bad as a statement all by itself. let's not pull that one out and make it a gif, right? So, but I want you to be thinking of yourself, right? I want you to be your own advocate because that's what the youngest child is. They are their own advocate. They are like, oh, what do I need? Oh, of course. Like, let me just make sure I get that. And they're not having a bunch of thoughts about it. It's just very simple, very clear cut. But when you come at it from the oldest approach, you might be thoughtful. How that looks in group coaching is you might be like, well, I mean, I'll let other people get coached. I know that I'm going to get something no matter what. And, you know, I'm just going to listen and take it in. And I just need to figure this out on my own. That's my responsibility. And I mean, I'm not even sure how I would, like what I'd get coached on or right. And it comes back to that whole, you need to do it yourself. And not even crossing your mind to let someone come in and help you. Even though you hired me, joined my group program, and want to do that work. So you want to be cautious. Am I wearing my oldest child jacket? Am I showing up to group coaching just like gonna get something from it, but not ready to like advocate for myself and get exactly, like not even to be aware of what exactly I need and show up to get it? So that's kind of the oldest child approach. They want to make everybody happy. They're diplomatic. They're, you know, thoughtful of others. Very good qualities in a human, but not when it comes to your business. Here's the other approach I see. I don't know for sure that this is a middle child, but it's definitely a way I see people approach group coaching. And it's that they want coaching, right? Obviously, they bought to be in the space. They want the coaching. But instead of coming to the call and getting it, right? Instead of putting on youngest child energy and like showing up and knowing what they want and getting it, what they tell themselves is they judge themselves. They have this like level of perfectionism. And so what I hear is like, well, because I call on people and I'm like, what's coming up here? Why didn't you raise your hand? What's going on? Why aren't you getting help from me? And their answer was that they didn't think they deserved help because they hadn't done the work yet, or they hadn't done it the way they thought they should, or right when they think about it in terms of their goal, they're not where they wanted to be. And so they just, like, even though they're showing up, they took themselves out of deserving help. And again, I don't know that this is actually middle child, but like this whole theme works. So we're gonna keep rolling with that. But I want to make sure you're not accidentally putting this energy on. Because it doesn't, right? Like, you bought to be in this space. If you feel like you don't deserve help, if you're struggling to do the stuff, even if it's just to focus on your goal or to like do anything that's like a part of, like, my 6-week sprint has a very specific like stuff you do every day. But that is what you take to the coaching. It doesn't have to be something that's just like miraculous. Sometimes the simplest thing that we take to coaching is, I'm really struggling with the very basic steps of this. And when a coach thinks of it in terms of their own clients, right, they would have so much compassion for that person and they would be like, oh my gosh, no, you should totally bring that. Let's slow this down. Let's talk about this. But when it's their own self, they don't catch it. They don't realize that they were like strangling themselves with self-judgment and like holding themselves back and not even like thinking they deserved help. Now here's for the youngest child approach. And it's, remember, it's just a jacket. We're just putting this on. And that it's the energy of like, yeah, I'm just here to get some help. Like, I know why I bought this program. Here's what I want to get from it. Because it doesn't actually matter what the name or the theme of any offer is. You just know what you want to get from it. And when you remember what you want to get from it, and what I like is that when you have a weekly group call, you just remember every week. And you're like, okay, here's why I bought this. Here's why I chose to put myself in this space. What do I need help with? Right? So it's like the youngest child approach is they're just remembering why they bought this program, why they want to be in this space. And then they're asking themselves just a question like, what do I need help with towards getting what I want, what I bought this program for? What do I need help with? What could I ask for help with? What could I bring up as something that we could work through? And youngest child energy is just this very pure, innocent, like, I want help and I bought this program to get that help. Therefore, here I am. And then you are just like, you raise your hand and you're like, yeah, no, if like, I trust them, I trust the coach to manage who gets help and when, right? Youngest child energy is totally fine if they didn't get to you. But when I think about myself and how I show up to group programs, it's like, I know what I want. And I am the person who, this has happened multiple times, but it's like, I always raise my hand and other people just don't. And so I do not want my clients thinking like, well, I just already got help. And it's like, no, just always raise your hand. Let the coach be the one that filters through. Trust them to do that. And there have been times when I just knew exactly what I wanted. And so sometimes the coach had like 5 minutes at the end and they'd be like, well, does anybody have any? And my hand just like shoots up. I'm like, yes, me, right? It's that kind of energy. Yeah, pick me. And you know what they do? They pick me. They pick me because I am always there to get help. I'm always there bringing something because, well, that's just it, right? That's the end of the sentence. Just because they know I am going after my business in a really active and whatever goal I'm in that group for, they know it because of how I show up to those calls. And it's like, that's what I want to encourage you to see as possible for yourself when you buy a group environment, that when it comes to those group calls, you can be an active player in your business towards your goal and thinking of how you can use that call And it's true, right? You may have some thoughts that come up there. Because it's like, I think when you have that youngest child energy naturally, you don't have the same kinds of thoughts that maybe other people do. You might have thoughts like, I'm being rude and I should leave room for other people. And I mean, I don't really know what thoughts those are, but it's like, I think those would be the like most obvious ones, or they're like, I don't deserve it. I didn't do the work. But for you to get the results you want the quickest, you have to be willing to see those thoughts, write them down on paper, and realize that if you keep letting those thoughts be what like filter you in through your group space, you are never going to get as much. You're never going to show up for your goal as powerfully as if you were willing to just see those thoughts, set them to the side, maybe work through them, and then say, okay, I know that these thoughts are just habits of my mind, that my mind keeps harassing me with this kind of stuff. And how do I want to use this call? What do I need help with? Like just letting it be okay that there's those two parts of you. Because there are so many parts to all of us, right? When you guys hear me, I think it's easy to think that I'm a very confident person, and I am. And yet when I watch my own brain, one of the things I find fascinating is how often the emotion I write down is insecure. And it's like, oh, that's so fascinating, right? This duality of all of us. We are confident and insecure. We are happy and self-inflictedly miserable. We are, right? Like we're always those dualities of things. And you get to be that in group coaching as well. You get to be that version of you who has those kinds of thoughts that encourage you not to show up and take care advantage of the coaching, to not consider what you want and what you want to get from it. And that gets to just be like noticed and accepted as part of who you are, but not used in terms of how you show up and get coached. Because again, remember, right? Let's tie this back. The point of like my job as your coach, my job as an entrepreneur selling something is to look at my offers and say, how can I help someone get the best results in the fastest way they can? And I love making those lists because it reminds me like this is how I help you do this. And when you actively use the coaching, you're gonna get your results, whatever money or client goal you set, you're gonna get it so much faster. And with so much less like clutter clogging up your brain and so much less like vampire sucking out your energy, which translates to you're going to enjoy your own experience of yourself while you do it. Okay. That's the youngest child approach to group coaching. Kind of silly, but also like nails it on like truthfulness of how we do it. So that's it for this episode. I look forward to meeting you, hearing that you listened to me on the podcast and that it inspired you to come and work with me and that you are using this episode to get more from all of your coaching. Okay, talk to you next week. Hey, who's your business coach? If you don't have one, I'd be honored to help you grow your coaching business. If your one-on-one coaching offer needs a revamp or built for the first time, I've created a 7-part mini course to help you. You'll nail down who you help, with what, do market research to make sure people actually want to buy it, decide the length of your offer, your price, and even your process to deliver on your offer. Best of all, this mini course is free. Your offer is not what makes you money in your coaching business. It's your beautiful and creative mind. Your offer, though, focuses your attention and builds your confidence selling something you know you can deliver on. Sign up for this free training at ElizabethSalazarCoaching.com. I'll see you over there.